Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've definitely been laying in a bed a few times, fucking with Viagra. Like, please, God, don't let it go out like this.
Can't be drinking alcohol and Viagra, especially.
I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to just... Highway to the danger zone, I swear.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your mate studio. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why your mate studio. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, though? It's your boy. It's the motherfucking Danny Brown Show, live from Austin, Texas. God damn it, man. They be saying, you know all the YouTube rules. They say you can't cuss in like the first couple of minutes or some shit.
They're changing that shit. Yeah, they changed it, bro.
It's over right now.
Yeah, be careful, man.
The whole YouTube streets is dog, the feds is on the YouTube streets right now, man.
Hell
shit is not looking good, man.
Yeah, all that Matrix shit, man.
Man, I got the motherfucking Tan Man Superman with me, man. This nigga Jamari, man. What's up, man?
What's going on, Danny? Thank you for having me on, man.
Dog, thank you for coming through, man. I've been watching your shit for a minute, man.
I appreciate that.
Dog, 2023, man. You got some resolutions and shit?
Just trying to get healthier. I think for a couple of years, I was like kind of unhealthy and shit. But
what you mean, like far as food and shit?
Hell yeah.
See, y'all got that good ass. Y'all got the fire shit, though, man. Like I'm saying, it would be hard for me, man. If I had like a fucking Mexican girlfriend or some shit like that, just making fucking, you know what I'm saying, burritos and shit every day, man. I would say one thing, man. This is what I was thinking about recently, though. I got me a Traeger grill and shit. So I always be in the backyard. I be grilling and shit. And I'm from Michigan, man. One thing I figured it out, like, we eat a lot of hot dogs, you know, because we got like a Coney dog situation and all that shit. So I eat hot dogs. It's just into me. So I eat hot dogs and shit, man. But I don't like how they turned to, you know, they gave the hot dog the glizzy.
Yeah.
And then they made it like it's gay to eat a hot dog and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like niggas looking at you crazy. And I was thinking about it, like, you eat a hot dog like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know nobody suck dick like this, man. Like, you get what I'm saying? So where did that come from? A motherfucker eat a burrito in public like it ain't no thing. And you two-fisted that motherfucker.
That's going true, to try. You get what I'm saying?
How the burrito is not gay, but the hot dog is.
Yeah, the hot dog got super gay, man, all of a sudden.
I mean, I know why, though, because it's cartels and shit, man. You make burritos gay, niggas gonna come through shooting shit up. So they just left that shit alone. Hot dogs ain't got no demographic. Hot dog is just like a nasty motherfucker, man. You get what I'm saying? Like, who fucking, you get what I'm saying? Like, there's no one, they're just like, I guess that's just American food, huh? That's why they look at us like dummies. Like other countries and shit. Like, y'all niggas eat hot dogs and hamburgers, man. I can't wait to go to war with y'all niggas, man.
Yeah, and like all the fast food and shit. Like, I hear the fast food over in like Tokyo and all these other places is like much better.
I had never had any fast food in any Asian country. I went to China for a day. I think I'm the only person that done that, like a fucking idiot. I mean, I really, at the end of the day, I feel like I was really immature in those days. That was earlier in my rap career, because I used to be on that bullshit, like, man, I ain't going nowhere where I can't smoke no weed.
Oh, yeah.
If you getting locked up for smoking weed and shit, man, I ain't going out there. So, man, but now I feel stupid, man. Like, once COVID happened, I was sitting around like, man, I had a chance to go here and there. Yeah. And I ain't go there because of a drug. That's a fucking, that's a crackhead. That was real crackhead moves right there, man. But, so I went to China for one day with Vans and shit. But they didn't, I didn't eat no fast food. They gave me like, I had an ill-ass seafood boil out there. I ain't know they did that shit out there, man. Like, I was eating like chicken feet. Just all the type of wild, nasty shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard they're beating some crazy shit over there.
It was actually fun, though, man. But the fucked up part was I was like, I can't smoke weed out there. I ain't gonna smoke weed. So it's cool. I ain't gonna smoke weed for a day. But actually, nigga, that's all I did the entire time. They fucking bought, like, the entire floors of, like, the hotels and shit. Then they had, like, securities and shit, like, at the door and shit. They was like, if they come in, catch us smoking weed, I'm just gonna pay them off and shit. Like, I don't know if I should be saying shit like this. Actually, when we got back, my fucking DJ got locked up. This nigga had a fucking case in, like, Philly or some shit. They gave this nigga was in Rikers Island, River Rikers Island. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, man. We're going to get into some of these motherfucking Ask Dannys, man. So, yeah, man. But, yeah, I've been seeing that, man. Motherfuckers been saying that YouTube shit is going crazy right now. Like, it's some federal.
You mean, like, the change of the rules and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Is that just, like, 2023 effect? Like, the shit just.
Yeah, bro. I feel like every once in a while. I don't know if, like, something bad happens, but they got to change up the rules and, like, make it a little safer for a little bit, and then they'll, like, go back to it.
And then get back. I mean, YouTube used to be wild in the beginning, man. Like the early days, man. I used to be saying niggas get beheaded and all type of shit on YouTube.
Yeah, all that shit was monetized, too.
For real?
Hell yeah. Making fucking money off all that. You could say whatever you wanted to.
Damn, man. That was when the streets, man. See, everybody just, if you just knew, man, that's one thing I wish I just really knew, man. Like, that's why I respect all, like, the early niggas that was doing the commentary and all that shit.
Yeah.
I really respect y'all niggas. Because it's hard as, like, if you try to do that shit right now, it's like, nigga, it's a rap. Like, you get what I'm saying? You can't just start. I mean, you got to be somebody. I guess you got to have, like, a name or somewhere someone would care about your opinion. But just the fact that you could just sit there, a motherfucker, just any average individual, and a motherfucker could just cut their camera on and just talk some shit and tell you how they feel about some shit and actually gain a following off that shit. And motherfuckers care about what this regular nigga, you know what I'm saying? Not to say a motherfucker's regular, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I feel you, man.
But that's amazing to me. And to be honest, it is kind of like a talent. And it's kind of like breeding motherfuckers that could really have, like, because to be honest, it's kind of like having, like, a late night talk show.
Yeah, exactly.
Type of deal. You get what I'm saying?
I think so.
Because even somebody like you, like, for your early videos to where you at now, like, you can see a motherfucker just get better at it as time progress,
progress. For sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just like anything else, man. You put in more time and more effort, and you kind of, like, get to knowing what you're doing after a while.
Yeah, I just seen that last shit. You've been talking about the Logan Paul shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can't say, I ain't gonna say nothing bad about Logan Paul because they be sending me free cases of Prime. I ain't sponsored, but that shit tastes like Kool-Aid, and you know I'm a nigga. So they got that grape. And plus, as a nigga that drinking shit, man, you knock one of them Primes out before you go to bed, wake up, knock another one out, that shit'll help with your hangover, man. So
nah, that Prime's pretty good.
That Prime will help you out, man. Good. I don't know about the ice pop one. That one a little too crazy for me. But the grape and the red one, I'm a nigga, man. The grape one and the red one, them bitches be hitting. All right, here we go.
Ask Danny.
Two girls left me. Hey, Danny, in the last 2 years, two fine-ass, big-titty, big-booty women have left me. They both told me I asked for too much in a relationship. In the meantime, I had my first hooker-slash-handjob experience after a massage and even got my butthole licked by this thick black chick. But I still can't get what they said off my mind. Do you have any advice? What you mean? I'm a little lost. What do you mean? I can't get what they said off my mind. What did they say?
They said he asked for too much in the relationship.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he want his booty licked by thick black chick. So, I mean, to me, I don't know if you need any advice from me. It sounds like I need to get some advice from you, man. It sounds like you having an amazing time. You getting your ass licked, hand jobs. You had two big titty, big booty women. So I'm pretty sure you can get that back. You know what I'm saying? You got any advice for this nigga, Jamari? Because
I
want to hang with him, to be honest.
He went to, like, a little rub and tug situation.
That nigga went on rub maps.
And got his ass ate.
Man, the best ones, I mean, it's like Australia, because they just, like, everywhere. You know, and at one point in time, I was like, man, I'm really sore. You know, this long flight. I really just want to get a massage. Honestly, this really was the deal. It looked nice, so I go up in there, man, you know, she made me take a shower first. I'm like, all right, I don't really know. I don't really know if I took a shower first before I had a massage. But so I took the shower, but I knew what it was when I got to the room. And it was like the regular massage table, but it had a hole where your dick go at. So you lay on this table and you put your dick in a hole. And she be busting you down. Then every now and then, she just reach up under that motherfucker and hit you with something. It was 5 out of 5, man. It was 5 out of 5 review, man.
Yeah, you never get scared, like, fucking feds, their feds are going to just
No, it's legal. It's illegal in Australia. Oh, okay. Yeah, they got like brothels and all type of shit, man.
Oh, shit.
But, I mean, yeah, Australia with the shits, man.
And yeah, they're living right over there.
It's
God
some
damn.
Fine ass, big titty, big booty women out there, too. But, Australia, man, only thing, man, I always looked at Australia, like, man, that's a place where I can live at, man. But the wildlife kill your ass out there, man. You seen what the spiders look? You ever seen the flying bat? I mean, the motherfucking, what the fuck they call them motherfuckers, man? God damn it, man. They got these, but yeah, man, in Australia, man, I was staying at this one hotel, and it was just, we was outside on the balcony, and it's just a shit ton of bats. Just literally flying just everywhere, just bats everywhere, bats, bats. And they say them motherfuckers will hit you, like, it'll hit you and get stuck in your head. You ever seen that shit? Like a bat gets stuck in your hair. Like if it hits you in the head, it's going to get stuck in your hair because it got some sticky shit. And you got to get that motherfucking cut out. Can you, die. God, just damn. Die. Just die right there, man. A bat gets stuck in my head. I'm a wish for death. I'm a wish for death, man. I swear to God. All right, man. But yeah, man, Australia got the rubbing tugs for you. Superman dick down. Where is this going, man? Y'all niggas be picking these bitches, man. Hey, Danny, oftentimes you talk about really making sure you lay it down. My name Danny Brown. I can't have no bad, even though I ain't gonna lie, it was a time in my life where it was nothing but bad dick going down. Because that was my Adderall phase. Okay. That was my Adderall phase. And, you know, when you do Adderall, you don't eat.
Yeah.
You don't eat. And nutrients, you need nutrients for a boner. I didn't really know that. In the beginning, I didn't really know what I'm saying. Like, you really need nutrients for a boner. So I used to be wilding out, getting drunk as fuck, taking Adderall, doing all other type of drugs, too. That shit ain't helping. Next thing you know, you in a... Bro, I'd have been in a bathroom praying, like, looking at my dick praying, like, just trying to have a motivational speech with him. Like,
of
bro,
course.
Like, yeah. Please, don't... Just not this time, man. Can you... Just one time, man. I swear, if you could really just work for me this one time, man.
Yeah, that's the worst, man.
That's shit. When you just got to start doing extra crazy shit. You start peeing on bitches and shit. Like, you can pee on me too, fuck it. You just got to start doing shit to make her remember you so she can come back. But, like, I'm telling you, when you come back, it's going to be strong. All right. So I also really laying it down on date night. But typically, the only PED I use is booze, and that's a slippery slope. Nigga, booze don't work. That shit just, yeah that's
make
not.
Make you worse.
Drunk dick is, I mean, unless y'all both drunk. But if you ever been drunk as fuck and banged a sober chick, you can tell.
Yeah, that shit's awkward, man.
Yeah, so you fucking up.
Shit gets awkward real
You just
quick.
Fucking up. You doing shit too rough? Like, you can't. All right. He's like, why you grabbing me like that? Damn. Sometimes you get not drunk enough and there's no Superman dick. Sometimes you brown out and don't remember the whole act. Just wondering if you share your PED stack to ensure remembering the whole act while also fully laying down a Superman dick. We appreciate you, man. What you got to do, man? You got to just be prepping, man. That's what it is. You gotta be a prepper, man. It's like waiting on doomsday. Them type of doomsday niggas, man, that got they fucking bomb shelters and shit like that. That's how you gotta treat your dick, man. Any day it could go down, man. So you gotta always just be prepping for that motherfucker. But yeah, man, I'll say some ashwagandha. If you hit the ashwagandha every day, and that actually works for your mental clarity too. I mean, I will say it just make you don't care about shit. For some reason, ashwagandha, if you take it for like a few months, you just stop giving a fuck. You don't have no emotions no more. But you got a boner. Every day you wake up, you have a boner. You got some maca. You can take some maca. That works for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, man, you want to be a real nigga, man. Them rhinos at the gas station, them motherfuckers still hit hard, too.
Gas station pills?
Yeah. Them motherfuckers, they actually just made a liquid form, like a 5-hour energy.
Yeah.
They just say, but they say you only drink half that motherfucker on there, and you're going to have a boner for a week. That motherfucker worked. I took it in Chicago. My girl was like, what's wrong? Your dick is crazy. Your dick acting crazy right now. I'm like, yeah. She didn't know. I took that gas station. She know now, but she know. She know I be PEDing it up.
Fucking boosting your performance.
I mean, ain't no tested. Ain't no USADA.
You don't think it's like steroids for your dick?
I mean, I'm 40 years old now.
Yeah.
Once you get my age, you want the steroids for your dick.
I'm sure, man. Yeah, I've seen advertisements for different shit.
I wish, bro, Viagra's is the craziest shit. The only thing of Viagra's, man, I was just, my Viagra phase, man, that's when I was really, like, into, like, stimulants. I mean, you know, just other shit. And that shit, I'm definitely been laying in the bed a few times fucking with Viagra. Like, please, God, don't let it go out like this. Like, no. Praying, like, man, just trying to smoke mad blunts, heart beating fast as hell. Like, nah, with this bitch, they gonna catch bad. No. I'm gonna die in this motherfucking hotel room. Like, man, everybody gonna laugh at me.
Yeah, I heard that shit be taking people out. Can't be drinking alcohol and Viagra, especially.
I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to just. Wow, man. Highway to the danger zone. I swear. Every time I take a Viagra, that's just that song just start playing in my head. It's like Top Gun. Like I know what I'm about to do, man. All right. My bitch is bad, but part of me wants to be single. Hey, Daddy, I probably had the best girlfriend I could ask for. She is thoughtful, kind, beautiful, and smart. I think that she is the perfect person to be in a relationship with, but at the same time, I kind of miss being a hoe. Don't we all? I think that's just about being a man, bro. Like, that's just what it is. I used to fuck all the bitches. Damn. I'm just saying, man. We got some cool niggas this one, man. We got some cool niggas watching the show, man. All right, man. I used to fuck all the bitches. And a couple nights ago, I went out to the bars and saw multiple girls to hook up with or that I was trying to get with, and it made me think about how much fun that was. I'm worried that if I broke up with her, it would be a huge mistake and I'd never find another girl like her. I also love being alone, and I think she is the kind of person that wouldn't mind being around me 24/7. It seems like our big difference is that she's very affectionate. I'm not so much. We've been together for almost a year. What should I do? Thanks, Aaron. Aaron, let me tell you like this. Nigga, you ain't the only nigga living. That's what every nigga think like this. This is every man. Well, it's me. But I'm going to tell you like this, man. One thing about, man, bitches. Well, I can't say it like that. But one thing is about, man, having a good girl or finding. Man, it's rare. It is rare, man. And I'm telling you, man, karma come to your ass, man. You fuck over a good bitch, man. You ain't gonna get nothing but. I'm telling you, man. You're not gonna get no good karma out of that, man. Fucking up a good bitch. Sometimes though, you know, you just want to be a hoe. You don't really care about, and you like being alone and shit. So you don't really care about, you know, the actual you know, the emotion side that come with it.
Like, yeah.
Because sometimes, man, it's not necessarily about me. Like it's motherfuckers always think like a man that like to talk to a lot of different women and shit, or just like, you know, a whole kind of motherfucker is just like a sexual thing. But no, I actually like being friends with girls.
Yeah.
Like I learn a lot of shit from bitches. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like talking to them, like the type of shit they into, it puts you up on some shit, man, just to get their perspective about a lot of shit, man. To have female friends, man, I would say it will give you a lot of perspective. Just the point, man, you always just fuck them. So it's just hard to have
you
a female.
You spend enough time around them? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I just need to be with like, I need to get, no, I was about to say, like, hang out with, like, you know, like the stud, like an ill-ass stud from Baltimore that love WNBA and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make a friend out of her. But then she too much like a nigga, too. Next thing you know, you're going to get into it with her over some weed or something. Bitch going to try to fight you or some shit. I ain't got time for that. All right, but yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So what's your status like? You got a girl?
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been in a long-term relationship for about 3 years.
That's long-term?
For me, I mean, I'm only 26.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm fucked up, man. My first high school girlfriend, I was with her for 10 years. And then I got another girlfriend after that. I was with her for 10 years.
Damn, man.
Nah,
this is real long for me. It's by far my longest relationship.
And now the girl I'm with now, I've been with her for like 5.
Oh, so when you pick them, you keep them.
I mean, I was a hoe. I was
there. Yeah, you were fucking around still. That's how the shit lasted 10 years.
My whole face, I stopped. I really will say that. And it's not necessarily, it's just I'm over it, man. I think that's my New Year's resolution. If I can bring, not saying, my New Year's resolution, yeah, stop being a hoe. I'm not saying that. I'm saying my New Year's resolution, just stop trying to be cool. Like, just really just like, I'm not 20 years old no more. I can't be fucking talking to bitches and sliding in DMs. And you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm 40 years old. You look crazy, man. You get what I'm saying? I have a 21-year-old daughter. So now it's like, yeah. I'm just really going to start acting like, I'm still going to wear dumbass clothes and play video. I'm still going, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's still who I am. But far as just like, still living that fucking, you know, I mean, it get hard when you know, get like some clout.
Yeah.
I think it's hard when you get clout. I remember one point in time, it's like, it was triggering. It wasn't me doing shit. I would try to be a good guy. I would wake up and just go in my DMs and pussy pics, bitches busting it open. It's triggering. You get what I'm saying? So.
Well, and they know like you're like kind of like a sexual.
Yeah.
Figure,
so
right?
so they fucking with me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course,
they fucking with me, man. So yeah, I've met a lot of bad people that have taken advantage of me. You know, I'm a me too some bitches. Me too some bitches. Y'all bitches took advantage of my addiction, man. They took advantage of it. They know I wasn't right. Y'all know I wasn't right. I was down bad. I'm good now though, man. I met a nice girl, and she, you know, she my girl's strict. That's what it is. I think I just can't I can't date no girl that just let me do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna do that shit. You get what I'm saying? My girl don't play that shit. She don't let me go nowhere. She don't let me.
She real. Knows you.
And but it's. I mean, I have not. She's right.
yeah, she knows you too well,
like,
man.
Like, I fucked
shit.
Up so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not wrong. And, you know, so it's good to have a little discipline in your life. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm too old to have kids, so I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm too old for that. So we got a dog that's been holding me down. Like, so I do everything for Ditto now. That's what I've been doing the past fucking few weeks. I ain't been doing shit, but watching Ditto ass playing motherfucking, I got a, NBA 2K, my era going.
Oh,
with the 76ers in 03 and 04.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It's so fun. So you fuck with games a lot of shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
What you playing right now?
Video game reviews.
I love sports video games. So I've been
That's what I'm saying. I'm a sport video game motherfucker, too. So a lot of people, man, I don't like this shit. They be trying to say, like, motherfuckers that's just super into sports games, you can't really consider them to be real gamers.
No, man. Yeah, you know.
I don't like that shit, man, because I think like sport games, that's pretty much what got me into gaming, to be honest. Like, I remember I've been playing like basketball games like Lakers versus Celtics.
Yeah, no,
the
me
first
too,
like
man.
Long ass Genesis cartridge.
I mean,
you know
since,
what I'm saying?
Not since that long, but yeah, long time.
I'm saying like
I was playing
literally.
Like NFL 2K3 and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
2K like, still better than Madden to this day.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the best football game
to this day.
All time.
All right. Shit. Actually, man, I'm gonna go ahead just since we already talking about video games, man. Yeah, that was a bad mistake, Andy. I seen you laughing the last time when I gave out my Steam account. I was like, this nigga stupid. Yeah, man, I was telling niggas to send me games and shit. I was trying to get my scam on. I see all these other niggas scamming. But at least I'm not scamming my fans out of no crypto money. I'm just scamming them out of Steam games. You know what I'm saying? But niggas been sending me troll games the entire time, man. A nigga sent me, man, Shire with your dad simulator.
Oh, you mean like they're gifting you games?
Yeah, but they all trolling, man. They just trolling me with games. Nigga sent me some Hitler game, man. I'm like, dog, I can't have this shit on my computer, man. They gonna kick the dough in. But yeah, I did download Shire with Your Dad Simulator and check that out. Because I'm like, who the fuck made a Shire with Your Dad game, man? And how is this? I mean, maybe I was thinking too far. I was thinking a little too much about it. But I love indie games, man. But Shire with Your Dad, man. Y'all dead wrong for that shit, man. Y'all dead wrong for that shit. They been sending me porno games and shit. I ain't even know it was that many freaky games on Steam, man.
Yeah, I had no clue about that shit.
They not good, though. I mean, it was this one pinball, just like hentai pinball. And he was like aiming at the pussy, like hitting balls in the pussy and like doing shit. I ain't gonna lie, that one was kind of lit. The hentai pinball.
That's fucking crazy, bro. I didn't know they had that shit on Steam.
The hentai pinball was kind of fire, man. All right. Here we go, man. Hey, Danny, big fan of the show. My husband told me, we got a chick up in this motherfucker. That's right. Shouts out to you, mama. Oh, my husband told me that the past couple of months, he sometimes ejaculates a little when he poops. I told him we should talk to a doctor, but he refuses. He said he feels kind of good. Have you ever heard of this? No, I ain't never heard of this, but I think I know what he's doing.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? You might want to check his phones and porn history and emails and shit. I think this nigga taking dick. So that's that. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah, I thought that was like a Blumpkin or some shit like
husband's
that.
Husband's gay. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Every now and then you take a shit and feel a little too good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but.
I took a shit before and got a boner. You get a boner taking a shit, you're like, damn, man, I gotta get my life to God. That's when I started. That's when you gotta give your life to Jesus, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? He will heal all that shit, man. That's the fucked up part, man. I swear. But my New Year's resolution, man, I figured out, man, a way to stop jacking off and watching porn, man. It's just if you just only just jack off the dead porn stars, you know, it'll help. It'll help you quit a little bit because you be jacking off watching it like, damn, this bitch gone. Gone but not forgotten. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, how she go out? And then, you know, you start thinking about shit like, damn, this is what we got. This is all we got for this bitch to remember her by? Like, yeah, man, crazy. I know God ain't put her on the earth just to be out here, you know, taking anal darts. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a better path for her, man. Where did she go wrong, man? Where did God? So it's make you start thinking about shit a little deeper. So if you want to quit jacking up, you want to stop watching porn, just only jerk off the dead porn stars.
So you think porn is, like, timeless? Like, there will be, you know, like, in the future, people will watch porn that they're producing now? Or that shit will get vintage?
The thing about porn now, I just think it's just becoming... It's becoming too normalized because normal people are doing it now. You know, with the whole COVID shit and OnlyFans and every bitch in your fucking next door neighbor could be making porn. You get what I'm saying? Where before it was like, man, you doing porn, like that's some dark underworld type shit. Like, how you even do that? Like, you know how many niggas was like, man, I want to do porn, but I don't know how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Now it's, you can do that shit if you want to. You get what I'm saying? So I think now it's just becoming way too normalized, man. And it's just, you know, so, but people are getting addicted. People get addicted to porn now, man, and shit is fucked up.
What do you mean, like in virtual reality and shit?
No, I mean just when you're just doing, when it goes too far, when you know, because you got to think, back in the day, it wouldn't been nothing like that, where like an old-ass fat motherfucker just chilling at his crib, and he just spending all his money on OnlyFans bitches.
Yeah.
At that point, that's an addiction, man. When you're spending all your money and doing shit like that, like you fucking working to watch bitches play with that motherfucker.
I mean, I feel like before people kind of got eased into porn, like you might have a Playboy or have some like naked pictures or some shit.
That was a big deal.
But now, man, like
that was a big
kids
deal.
Are probably seeing some wild shit.
I mean, because all these kids grew up with a phone or a computer in their bedroom. So if you wanted to see some crazy shit.
Once you get internet access, bro, it's it.
Back in my, I told you, I ain't about to break back into the bootleg porn story. Y'all know what I was about to say, though. I think I told it about three times. But, all right, we're going to hop into some white people shit.
White people shit.
Hoodies with shorts. Nah, nigga, that's style. I fuck with hoodies. That's warm as fuck, man. For some reason, man, the top holds a little more heat than the bottom. I'm the only one that says that feels that. But yeah, hoodie with shorts, that's what I'm kicking it in at the crib all the time. What's up, homie? Love the show and being part of Why I Meet You in the Park. I have the whitest of white people shit I think I knew of when it's 40. Oh, you talking about going outside. See, yeah, that's white people shit. Being in Michigan, you do see that. That's like some Michigan State. Michigan white boy, hoodie, shorts, sandals, snow outside. Like, nah, that's, you get hypothermia, shit like that. Like, I just went to Chicago. Like, being in Texas, that's the thing. You ain't never been in, like, no cold places and shit like that?
Nah, not really, to be honest with you.
You never owned a coat?
I mean, shit. When it gets to like 50 here, that's cold for us.
No, it is cold here, but I'm saying like a big ass fucking like.
Oh, like a park,
a bubble coat. Like, oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that shit is like Michigan. I'm from Michigan, so that shit's like a necessity. Like every year, like when it start to get like, you thinking about what new coat you about to get. Like at one point, I had so many fucking coats, like Marmots, fucking Montclairs, North Face, like all that shit. Like you want to try to see now they making the coats with the battery power heat shit.
Yeah, I seen that.
Ooh, man. I had a hoodie like that, man. I just felt like that motherfucker was gonna catch on fire though.
Yeah.
Like this shit don't seem smart. I got a battery pack in my pocket and all this shit, cutting this shit on, like this shit warm. I mean it was cool and shit, but I personally just settle for a Snuggie. Nah, if anybody wanna I will, you know. Snuggies, man, that shit is hands down, man. It's one of the best gifts you can get. Give a motherfucker, and it's one of the illest shit you can rock. They making them cooler and that and shit. I might need to start dropping me some Snuggies for merch, man. Because I love them that much, man. You got to only fuck with products that you really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way this shit work, man. You ever see a motherfucker trying to sell some shit you know they don't do? That was just like Liver King selling y'all nigga them supplements, man. That nigga was straight taking needles in the ass. Nigga talking about take this.
Hell yeah.
The supplement game is ill, though. That's one thing about the YouTuber fitness. YouTube, man, bro. So, like you, you've been doing this shit for, how long you been doing YouTube?
I mean, really since I was a kid, but now, like, for my job for about 4 years.
4 years? Like, and when did you feel like it started to take off for you?
when I started making more than minimum wage, I guess. Oh.
Yeah. See, honestly, I got up on you because the algorithm, you know, I watch a lot of rap shit. And I think out of a lot of, like, YouTubers, commentary motherfuckers, they don't really cover a lot of rap shit. They don't really talk about rap shit. Yeah. So I think that's how I got up on your shit.
Yeah, I make some of that shit in there from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying that's how I got up on your shit. And I'm like, oh, this nigga's dope. So I was watching your shit. So I'll be watching your show all the time. So, yeah, man. So what I'm saying is, though, like, you know a nigga, like, you know how this shit going. You know the ins and outs.
Yeah, it's the most important thing is, like, understand that algorithm.
Yeah, yeah. So you know the tricks and tips to get your shit cracking and shit. But so where you see it going, like, in the future? Like, what does it look like is happening? Like,
all the really short content is going to become, like, super important.
Just, like, the YouTube shorts is going
to YouTube shorts, TikTok, whatever it's going to be. Like, because you can see every single platform, like, they have their own version of TikTok and shit now. So, yeah, they think that's where it's going, and they're finally going to start paying you for that shit next month.
The YouTube shorts?
Yep.
Oh, shit, that's dope. Yeah, man, TikTok fucks my brain up, man, because the algorithm is just too crazy.
Yeah, it just feeds you, man.
You like one video about a bitch doing squats or something, man. Next thing you know, man, you just got... I'm telling you, that the one rabbit hole that I went down, man. I'm like, man, I gotta get this shit off my phone, man. Was the muscle bound bitches, the lean beef patties and all that shit. Once I started getting the muscle bitches, I'm like, oh shit, man, I gotta turn my life over to God, man. I really need to, cause it started making you think about shit, man. But yeah, man, I love the muscle bitches, man. Shouts out to y'all.
Yes, is that what's on your timeline?
Oh, I love it, man. I ain't gonna lie. I had to take it on my phone, man. But it do, I will say it is inspiring. And then it make me start working out and shit. I'm like, fuck that, man. She doing that? I mean, as dumb as that sound, though. No, some real shit, man. That's some real shit, man. But yeah, man. I couldn't imagine, though, man, to be in a relationship with a girl with muscles, though. I mean, like, not...
Like, you know, I know the type of muscles you're talking about.
I ain't talking about the sneaky ones. I like the sneaky ones. That can put on a hoodie, you don't know what's going on. I'm talking about a bitch. She got so much muscle, she ain't got no titties
no more. She buffed up.
That motherfucking neck, the whole shit, like, ugh. And a bitch like this, like, ugh. And you go to Chipotle with the bitch. And you know everybody looking at y'all crazy, like, ugh. Yeah, that kind of shit. But I think they only date other muscle niggas, though.
Oh, for sure. If they're, like, super buffed up like that, yeah. Yeah, they're dating some big old fucking gorilla-looking dude.
I just want to see, though. Come on, man. Y'all got the muscle bitches, man. Y'all got to open up y'all mind. For real, man. I want to see a muscle bitch with just a skinny McDonald-eating nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you do your thing, he do his thing, but we like each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lifestyle at that point, man.
Yeah, look at him. I like it, man. Look at that bitch traps.
Yeah, it's wild.
I think it's hot.
That first one's crazy.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. I think it's hot, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Oh, man. Damn. But it's fucked up, man. That bitch put you in a headlock.
Yeah, you done. Her a thigh lock.
Oh, man, look at that one. That's what I'm talking about. That one like that. You walking in public with this bitch right here, with the black right here. God, look at its stomach. She look like Liver King with a wig on. You walking around with Liver King with a wig on, man. At part two, I'll be like, man, it might be easy to cheat. Because you can tell other bitches, like, man, that's my bodyguard. That's my security.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the shit you into.
I got to turn my life over to God.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you got some soul searching to do.
I got to turn my life over to God. But yeah, they go lean beef patty right there. That's
wow, man. Yeah, that's fucking
the fourth one in the middle. Yeah, she's fire. Fire pack. Shout out lean beef patty, man. All right. We'll get some white people shit, man. We'll get some white people shit. But bluegrass music. I never really, Booth Boys or anybody, Chad, you'll probably know this, huh? So what's the difference between bluegrass music and country music and rockabilly and like, what is bluegrass? The only thing I know about bluegrass is it was the setting like on a Casio keyboard when they had the pre-shits, you could just hit bluegrass and it'll play a dumbass beat.
Yeah, but bluegrass is more like, a lot more like banjos and fiddles, Rockabilly's more like it's got more guitar, like Stray Cats kind of sound, kind of that it's hard to explain, but kind of 50s like bop kind of rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then country is
all kinds of different things
right now.
But so bluegrass is a Midwest thing?
I think it's more of like an Appalachian kind of thing.
Appalachian? What's that?
Like West Virginia.
Oh, yeah,
kind of like sitting around on the porch.
Yeah, like the whites of West Virginia.
Yeah.
You ever seen that documentary?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go watch that. It's one of my favorite documentaries ever, man. The Whites of West Virginia. They need to drop a part two. I mean, I think they did. Oh, whatever, man. The Whites. I saw the Whites, man. But, yeah, so...
That sounded crazy, huh?
Shouts out the Whites, man. Yeah, the wonderful Whites of West Virginia, man. Yeah, this is one of my favorite documentaries I ever saw in my life. But yeah, them motherfuckers was playing the spoons and shit. Niggas playing the spoons and shit like that. What's that shit? Niggas playing the spoons.
Cool.
Dog, the funniest scene in this movie, man. This is the funniest. This is dog. So it's one of them. She was like fucked up on drugs and shit, and they was trying to take her kids and shit. And eventually, you know, the state, they came through and took her kids. You know, so after they took her kids and shit, they riding in the car and shit. They decided they hungry. They want to stop at Taco Bell. So her and her sister, they're in the car. She in the passenger, she crying. And they at the Taco Bell drive-thru. And they at the window. And she getting her food. And, then she just tell the lady that's giving them the food, like, yeah, she just lost her kids. That's why she crying. Like, why would you just tell a random person? At the Taco Bell drive-thru, she lost her kids. But yeah, banjos and shit, motherfuckers playing the spoons, washboards, that's all white people shit, for sure.
You never sampled some bluegrass?
I mean, I would. You can sample anything. That's one thing about sampling. You can sample anything to make some dope-ass shit. So, I definitely fuck with it. Only thing about, man, when you get to, like, those bluegrass records and shit, like, sampling from those shits, man, I mean, you ain't really about to get too many loops. You can come up with a few sounds and, you know, get a few, like, open pieces here and there, man. But I don't think nobody looping no fucking bluegrass beats and making shit out of. Chopping, maybe. You can chop that shit up. Maybe do some shit. But, yeah, man. That ain't, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
You still make music every day?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck no. I mean, I wish I could, man. I think once you get, after you've been doing it for so long, man. I mean, I still do something that has to do with me doing something to music, whether it's me listening to music, studying old shit, reading some shit. So I'm always doing something that has to do with my music and shit. But for the most part, me making music, man, I'm at that age now where I used to be like, man, I used to be able to go to the studio and like make 5 songs like a day. Like, it was so easy. Now that shit take a long time, man. Because you rap, man, when you rap so much, man, it's like, man, what the fuck am I to talk about? How many times a motherfucker want to hear me rap about eating pussy and doing drugs and doing some other shit? Then it's like, what the fuck do I talk about? So I got to figure out, you know, some other shit. But I will say, I think the main shit with me right now, I just really want to find a new flow, man. So, like, me, as far as, like, just rapping right now, it's like, until I just find, like, I'm not really that. And then it's not a lot of shit that inspires you. It ain't been too many, like, as far as album, like, what was your favorite album this year, this past year that came up?
I like the Kendrick album.
Oh, yeah, of course. K-Dot always gonna come through. K-Dot was always, I think the best rap album was the J.I.D. album, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because that album was so fucking good, I get jealous. Like, that's how I know. So that's why, like, I want to get influenced like that make me want to rap. Like, oh, shit, these niggas coming like this. And I feel like his album is the one album that made, like, as soon as I heard that shit, I hit that nigga up. Like, my nigga, you coming for niggas. So, yeah, shout out J.I.D., man. Yeah, I really love that album, man.
You ever miss, like, being in your prime of rapping? Like, you ever felt like there was a time where you were
broke as fuck then. Prime of rapping mean broke. I mean, I do miss, the only thing I think I really miss is not having any expectations. You feel what I'm saying? It's easy to put out a song when ain't nobody.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So now it's like, I can't, even with certain artists, you know, certain artists want to try to experiment and try to new shit and do that. And, you know, your core fan base of people, they be like, I don't like that shit. And I, like, you know, keep figuring it out. Keep trying. So I don't know, but I feel like I'm always experimenting, always just figuring out. The thing is about me is just that I don't release a lot of music so much. And just a lot of time goes by. So I feel like I get people a time to miss me.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's just what's happening. Rap, this is becoming a monetized thing, too. I mean, you got to think, my era from, I hate saying that, makes you sound like a fucking old-ass boomer-type motherfucker. My era, when I was, but no, I feel like the only thing I kind of think that's kind of different about rap music is that you can drop a dud. You can make some bullshit. Like, because motherfuckers could, you know, they making so much music, the motherfuckers dropping albums every 3 months, every 2 months, shit like that. So they can drop some bullshit, and before you know it, you forget about it, they make some other shit. You get what I'm saying? Where before, like, back in the day, you make one bullshit album, your career would be over with. Like,
hell
ain't
yeah.
nobody checking for your shit no more. It's a rap, you trash. Now, you can't even redeem yourself. Like, niggas be like, no, you whack now. You made that album. Niggas always talk about that album. So, yeah, man, I feel like that's the only shit. So, yeah, we talking about some rap shit. We got some freestyles.
We do.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
Every week, man, I watch these niggas torture me.
First up, we have T-Mac.
T-Mac, Tracy McGrady.
Danny Brown, oh. Boys, what up? Say my verses are fatter, but I'm mad at you acting nervous. You the worst on the track, and that's for damn sure. If you be purposely capping to pull up in the black Suburban, cut it up fast like my ass was a plastic surgeon. Said I'm working, I'm trapping, and you lacking, and that's for sure. Just cause I'm sure it was your girl that was her ass that was twerking. Clapping it, working it, better run fast like these crackheads jacking the purses with the cash dipping fast, and that's for certain. Hit up the dope man first in. Gotta make sure we got the perks in. Cop the third D's and he's skirting. T-Mac for sure putting work in, jerking on our skirt. Same one should go to church in. No cap, never hold back. A lot of dough trying to hold that blunt road with the whole pack, breaking down these lines, hoes like with a blow at. Said, no, yo, not for your nose. That's a whole different thing. Gotta know that. Not talking about the coke, talking about these lines up in my notepad. You were so trash, make me so mad, make me want to leave you with a toe tag. You can quote that. Spent like four racks on that hoe's ass. Wrote that in my notes app. Throw it on a beat and it's gonna slap. Or you want to come through, but you can't come like you want some Prozac. You forced Danny Brown to where my bros at. Yeah.
This nigga in the military?
Yeah, haircut's crazy.
I mean, just like in a Ukrainian war right now, man. Wow. Dropping freestyles on the side. What you think, man? Should he pursue his, should he say, fuck this military shit and pursue his career in rap?
I don't know, man. Just that classic white boy flow.
This cut to Zangief is crazy, though. The Zangief cut is crazy, though.
I feel like if you don't have a certain look, you'll just never make it as a rapper. No matter, like...
I mean, it always been that.
Yeah.
That really, I'm saying, that really was, that what took me so long. Remember I was fucked up? I had missing tooth. I had motherfucking my nappy ass braids. Like, I looked horrible in the beginning. I remember they used to tell me, man, like, man, you got to get an image. You got to think. Remember one point in time, like 50 Cent and all them shits came out. Everybody had muscles. Remember Eminem was even ripped up one point in time. Busta Rhymes. So it was like, I was trying to be a rapper doing a muscle fade, the muscle era. That's what I'm going to call it. That was the muscle era. Every rapper had muscle. If you had muscles, nigga, you was going to get a record deal, man. And that was a crazy phase right there, man. I don't know what was going on in the early 2000s, man. That day was like, nigga, if you got muscles, you going to sell records, man. But yeah. So, I remember I did that dumbass swoop haircut.
I've seen some crazy old videos of you, man.
Yeah, young Dirty Brown, yeah, see, look at me.
He's on some crazy shit.
Oh yeah, that's really young right there with the Reddit one. Look at that. That was me in Detroit. That's in my attic. That was, oh man, that was fresh out of jail right there. Yeah, I was stabbing niggas right then. See, I told y'all, sometimes y'all see y'all forget. Like, I really was on some gangster shit. That was my gangster phase right there. Look, I was wearing True Religion jeans. I got some phone posits on, nigga. Come on, man. I got a Young Jeezy poster in the background. How gangster can you be?
How old are you right there?
Oh, I was late 20s, for sure. Living in my grandma's attic.
Yeah, see? That other haircut's crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, right there. So, yeah, man, I used to look fucked up. But, you know, I gave my life over to Jesus. Let me stop saying that, man. But, no, what did I see? I guess, you know, when Christmas come around and shit. I don't know, my YouTube. I was watching so many conspiracy theory shit. And then they was, you know, talking about, man, shouts out Young Thug, man. Oh, my bad. But yeah, shouts out Young Thug. Have you been watching what's going on with him, though?
Yeah, the YSL case?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you've been watching this shit. What you think he's about to make it out of this?
No, I don't think so, man. Sadly not. Looks pretty bad for him. Yeah, I would just say, like, seems like a lot of people were kind of, like, snitching on him.
Prayers up for Young Thug, man. Young Thug is a nice guy, man.
Great music.
Man, I really feel that, so now what's happening is, this is the scary part about that shit, is that, so you can have a rap crew, right? We got a rap crew. One nigga in a rap crew do some shit.
Yeah.
And now it's considered a gang, and it's Rico, and
yeah.
You can come in. You get what I'm saying? Like, they don't even have to be.
You can hit with the Rico, bro.
Because the crazy part about the YSL trial, like, you know, me looking into it, the worst part that I feel about it is they locked the merch nigga up. You know about that?
Yeah,
like, he don't even know them niggas. He ain't really fuck with them like that. They just was buying t-shirts from this nigga, doing a wild sale merch with the nigga, and they came and got this nigga and put him in the shit. He ain't got nothing. He was a college student that made t-shirts. He ain't never been in no gang, never did nothing. Like, he got his own. His lawyer was, he actually had a good lawyer, man. So I really hope he make it out of that. But just something like that. A motherfucker just buying merch. They're like, no, you a gang? Because he was actually in one of the videos and he threw up a gang sign. That's how they got him. He was in one of the videos and he threw up a gang sign or some shit. And they're like, no, nigga, look. You ain't just a merch nigga. You in the shit too. So yeah, shouts out to merch nigga, man. Merch nigga shouldn't be going down. Merch nigga shouldn't be going down for crimes, man. That shit ain't man.
It's fucked up, man. They're going to use all the rap lyrics and shit against rappers and stuff now. You know?
If that's the case, man, so I'm going to use Mission Impossible against Tom Cruise. Like, nigga, I seen you jump off buildings and shoot niggas. Like, so...
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But I mean, but y'all have to realize, man, this is really what I feel like what happened with rap music, that's why it's so fucked up and crazy, is that before it was like, it's pretty much professional. Like, you only could get a record deal. It was only so many companies you can get a record deal from. And so now you just got kids that are just fucking, they ain't got no record deal or nothing. They just made a video on YouTube. The shit went viral. Yep. They blowing up. Them niggas are still in the hood.
Yeah.
They still on some street shit. They still hanging around and then you got
telling them what to do, how to move, or anything like that.
And then they are getting record deals, but the difference before was that I remember back, if you was like too gangster, too street, you had so much shit going on, a record label wouldn't sign you. They'd be like, man, you know, because they feel like they fucking their money up by you going to jail or you dying or something like that. Now that shit seemed profitable. I'm almost got a conspiracy theory in my record label. Like, goddamn, these niggas trying to wait for me to die before they drop my album.
Damn.
These niggas, it's like I'm talking shit. I love Warp, man. Shouts out Warp. But that would be funny. They like, fuck that. We gonna get this money back. Fuck that. Damn. We gonna get this money back. So yeah, man. They done locked up the top G.
Oh yeah, Andrew Tate?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
I will say, man, you know, because I watch a lot of YouTube commentary shit. Mm-hmm. And I say it's really sickening. That the motherfuckers that's like applauding another motherfucker losing their freedom. Everybody has fucking got their right to a trial and all that shit, man. The nigga ain't been convicted yet, man. You get what I'm saying? So I really feel like, man, that's crazy when I see a motherfucker like, yeah, happy and shit. Like, bro, I know you ain't never been in jail before. You get what I'm saying? Like, when motherfuckers be like, man, I wouldn't wish jail on my worst enemies. They say that shit for a reason, man. That's a whole thing, man. So.
Well, and it's like you're also kind of like hoping that these women actually got trafficked.
I mean, I'm just not about to, to me, I'm 40 years old. So I keep saying that, I'm 40 years old. Nigga, Sean Kemp. But so I get when people be like, man, you know, his message could manipulate teenage boys, you know?
Yeah.
On some wrong shit. I understand that. Like, I'm old enough to understand what's right and what's wrong. And to me, it's comedy to me.
He's an entertainer. Yeah.
He's a funny motherfucker to me. I don't give a fuck what anybody say, man. That motherfucker's funny to me. So that's where I got my entertainment from. And just watching him, it's entertaining. It's entertaining. So,
he's smart.
So to see it's going down like this, man, I mean, I guess you got to go to trial and we'll see all the shit that come out and this and that and you'll see what it is. So then I can really, now if he was obviously human trafficking or whatever, sex trafficking, he a piece of shit. But Texas is a scary place as far as that human trafficking and shit like that, man, and sex trafficking. I mean, why don't you stop talking about this shit? It's getting dark, man. It's getting dark. But I'm just saying, man, shouldn't no one ever be applauding someone going to jail, no matter, I mean, unless, you know, until proven guilty.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would say. Now, unless the crimes are like heinous, like some EDP type shit. Fist bump, bro.
Yeah, that's some wild shit.
Now, EDP should be in jail, man.
That's some weird shit from the web.
Well, you know, like, the most recent news about him, like, he has kidney failure and all this shit.
Yeah, I think he's trolling, though. I think he's trying to make niggas feel sorry for him. You think so? I mean, he is a fat, nasty nigga, though.
I wouldn't be surprised, bro.
Damn, look at that.
But I do think it could be, like, a publicity thing.
No, I think he's trolling. I think he just wants people to feel sorry for him, man. Y'all know who EDP is, yeah, Boo Boys?
He went out sad, man.
Yeah, man. Fist bump, bro.
Did you fuck with him before?
Fuck no!
His allegations?
Hell no. I'm too cool for that. I already knew this nigga was a creep. Just something about him, man. Like, fat niggas like that. And a nigga just
eat that pussy 445. I just took a shit in the Chipotle.
I was mad, man. That's the early days of YouTube. Hell where yeah. Niggas like this can become famous. You get what I'm saying?
Now look at what he does. So oh, much money.
Kid, knee fail. But no, I will say, man, that is one cool thing about your channel, too, though. I mean, you talk about EDP and you talk about, but one thing you don't really fuck with, like, you don't, like, make fun of, like, the low-cow motherfuckers and shit.
Nah.
That's where, yeah, I can see you got some humanity.
Nah, I think I used to go way harder, man, but, yeah, not
like
not
me.
Anymore.
I'm beefing with this nigga Cyrax. This nigga, y'all seen Cyrax? He was talking big shit the other day. Nigga called me a one-hit wonder. Nigga, I ain't never had one hit. What is he talking about? Look, famous rapper Danny Brown says Cyrax has garbage music. Oh, I didn't say Cyrax has garbage music. Why they say, I ain't gonna lie. Cyrax, he be stealing niggas songs. Fuck Cyrax, man. I actually just seen, you know who Cyrax is?
No.
Let me tell you, man. This nigga, the blind nigga. What? We gonna keep bringing that up. He Blind Billy, man. And Blind Billy said that nigga, this nigga blind in the dark. Blind Billy said he pulled his pants down and started rubbing his genitals on his booty. And then
is the dude you got beef with.
Yeah, I'm beefing with Cyrax.
God,
I'm beefing
damn.
With Cyrax. Hey, but then the funny shit that y'all ain't peeped though. Remember I told y'all I'm trying to get him and King Cobra to square up. I want to get the low cal boxing max, and I want King Cobra and
that's crazy. King Cobra, how'd JFF. You even start beefing with him?
Cause I talked shit about him on the Matt and Shane podcast, and then you know Cyrax is a clout chaser. JFS, Cyrax is a clout chaser. So anytime somebody mentioned his name, he's just happy that I know him. But shouts out Music Biz Marty. Shouts out Burger Boy. Shouts out William Glory Hole. Shouts out MF Goon.
So you want this dude to whoop his ass?
Yeah, I want King Cobra said he'd do it too. That's the last video I seen King Cobra. He's like, man, yeah, I fuck with Danny Brown. If I see that, I whoop Cyrax ass. Hell yeah, man, because King Cobra don't fuck with sickos. And Cyrax is a sicko. But yeah, he Blind Billy. How you going? Then he going, this the thing that fucked me up about the Blind Billy shit. They was, I guess they had a sleepover or something. These niggas in high school. He had Blind Billy crib. Blind Billy sleep. I don't know, whatever. But this nigga blind and in the dark. He say Cyrax snatched his pants down, started rubbing on his booty and shit. Then started banging him. I mean, Blind Billy a little freaky too, though. See, this is where it comes, you know. You got to look at Blind Billy like. And Blind Billy, like, I only weigh 100 pounds. I couldn't really, you know, whatever. But Blind Billy wanted it too, though. But the fucked up part is, he sucked his dick.
That's the fucked up part.
He the blind nigga and sucked his dick.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
And then they had to go to school the next day. They went to school. Blind Billy was like, he couldn't concentrate on his studies, man. He had to tell somebody, man. So he told. But the fucked up part is, Cyrax is a projector motherfucker, man. And he gonna have the nerve to say Blind Billy tried to rape him.
Oh shit!
He ain't even got no comeback. That's his only comeback.
And I just don't even get how you even fucking this guy even got on your radar. Who the fuck is this?
Kiwi Firms.
Oh, damn, bro. You're deep on the internet, huh? You're deep on the internet.
Kiwi Firms. God, I think. Yeah, just Kiwi Firms. And then my algorithm is fucked because that's all I watch is this shit. You know what I'm saying? Cyrax, King Cobra. You know,
yeah, what the fuck?
It's a couple more. It's a couple. Oh, don't jump down this rabbit. I mean,
I've seen that guy. If you go up a little bit,
Chris Chan?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Chris Chan. You know, he's a legend.
Okay,
she's a legend.
All these people are affiliated.
I mean, all of them know each other. They end up, once you're a local, man, they just stick together some type of way, man. But yeah, man, Foodie Beauty, Amber Lynn, all them, man. I watch all that shit, man. YouTube has become my TV. I don't even watch TV. Only time I watch TV is when I watch sports.
Yeah, yeah, me
you know.
Too.
So, but other than that, I'm on YouTube and shit all day. I hate to say it, it's embarrassing. I wouldn't admit that in public. I think I did. It used to be worse, man. Like, you have a girl over, like, you kicking and shit, and I'm watching some commentary channel. She's like, what the fuck is this dumb shit you watch? Nigga, how old are you? I'm like, hold up, man, check this shit out.
throwing on commentary, saying Netflix.
But yeah, showing that's her some wild. Luck. I love, but I do also love the, like the documentaries and shit, like the, like Internet Historian. And
oh yeah,
like Oki One and shit.
Oh, there's some great shit on there.
Yeah, so it's a lot of dope ass shit. You know what I'm saying? But I do watch the dumb shit. Like it's my favorite NPC Anarchist that do the Oblivion shit.
Oh yeah,
with the Oblivion instrumental. So I do watch that shit a lot, man. So yeah, man. Yeah, shouts out to you too, man. I just really hope that, you know, that they don't fuck up too much, man. That it don't, because I don't really see, like, you know, a lot of these other sites coming up, like the Rumbles and the.
Nah, I don't think they'll come up because, like, YouTube has a monopoly on AdSense and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's super hard for these other, you know, companies to do that. And they'll run into the same problems, man. Like,
robot streamer.
Yeah, they'll run into the same problems with advertisers, man.
All that should be racist shit, though. That's
what yeah, all you, the racist shit you go on there, it's all right shit.
That's where all that shit at. So yeah, man, I will say, man, you should be real proud of yourself, man. YouTube.
I appreciate that, man.
For real, man, YouTube is a hard situation to make it at. And if you ask any little kid right now what they want to be when they grow up, all the motherfuckers say they want to be a YouTuber, man. So
yeah,
to make it in that shit, man, that's, I think the numbers are slim. And it's getting slimmer and slimmer as the days go by, man. So yeah, man, you really fucking, you change, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's crazy.
We about to get up out this motherfucker in a minute. We'll get up out this motherfucker in a minute, man. You want to plug anything?
I just want to say, man, thanks for having me on. Give me this look. I never done anything like this before, so it was really cool.
Yeah, man. I think, man, you could probably get into some podcasting shit. You ever?
I want to, man. Yeah, I'm so trying to get a little, like, office space and, like,
so that's the next move.
I don't know. I got quite a few things, like, I want to do and, like, kind of get out of, like, the commentary space a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, make my own shit.
Hell yeah. So yeah, man, your ass in Austin, man. We gotta hang out one of these days, though.
Yeah, for
you gotta
sure,
show
man.
Me around, nigga. You from out here, man? I don't know shit. I swear to God. But if my girl let me go outside, so we gotta figure that out. But yeah, man, love y'all, motherfuckers. We up out this motherfucker, man. Happy New Year, to y'all, motherfuckers, man. Set your resolutions, man. Do whatever the fuck you got to do, man. But yeah, get right. I said I was gonna stop smoking cigarettes, but maybe next year. All right, love y'all, motherfuckers, man. We out. We'll be right back.